Giant FM Real Radio. You're listening to A Trip with Penny Lane, and I was online and seen Capone's Downtown Speakeasy live event on Facebook, and I heard a young lady performing. I was like, dang, she is good. And Karen Draper Smith was like, Penny, you gotta get her on the show. And I was like, yes. So very thankful to have her. Lou Main, welcome to the show.
Me, I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for coming in. So, you know, I was super, super excited to learn you are from originally
Switzerland.
You know, I went to Switzerland when I was younger, and it was such a beautiful country.
Oh, it's absolutely gorgeous. Gorgeous mountains, gorgeous lakes. They're actually blue there and not green, which is, yeah, it's beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous for sure.
So what is the weather like there?
You know, in general, it's kind of like here. We have all four seasons. It's just not as extreme. So it doesn't get as cold and it doesn't get as hot, right? So, and we have plenty of snow, though, especially up in the mountains. Mm-hmm. But people don't really live up in the mountains, like all the way up there. Some do, but I didn't. So, yeah, it's just kind of like here, just less extreme.
So what's the music scene like in Switzerland?
You know, it's actually fairly similar to what you hear on the radio here. We have the top 40s or the top 100 or whatever you want to call them. But we don't have a whole lot of country music because that's like very American. We have our own kind of like, you know, Swiss music.
Which is?
It's like yodeling.
Yeah.
It's very funny. I can't yodel, so I'm not going to even attempt to do it because my family will make fun of me.
Do you have family members that yodel?
Grandma used to yodel, yeah. Yeah, she was actually pretty good at it. She was so sweet. I loved it when she did it, but unfortunately she never taught me. Yes. But it's okay.
Yes. Well, you're an awesome singer, so you know.
Well, thank you.
But how did you end up coming to the US?
Well, I came here almost 5 years ago just to go to college, you know, to study music.
And you went to?
First I went to the New York Film Academy in New York City, and I studied musical theater and acting for film and TV. And then I realized that musical theater wasn't really my thing, so I finished my two-year program, got a diploma in that, and, you know, auditioned for the Berklee College of Music and got in and, you know, went there to Boston, and it was great.
I'm a big fan of Berklee.
Yeah.
Love Berklee. So what was your major when you went to Berklee?
I don't even know what they call it. It's like independent studies or something like that.
Uh-huh.
So it's like you design your own major. And I did, my concentrations were vocal performance, songwriting, and music business.
And obviously, do you feel that's helped you a lot with your career?
It has definitely helped me, you know, like especially, you know, networking with other musicians. Like, my Facebook feed is so amazing. Like, all these musicians are like, yeah, just got booked on, like, Avril Lavigne's new tour.
Oh, that's
neat. I'll be on tour with her. And, like, you know, it's just, like, full of that kind of stuff. And it's very inspiring. It's amazing.
Talk about when you graduated, when you walked. You told me something.
Well, yeah. So I actually got to walk with Missy Elliott and Justin Timberlake. And I'm, like, such a big fan.
So cool.
So that was amazing. Like, I could almost touch them. They were right there. And it was definitely super cool.
Super cool. You go back to Switzerland ever?
Yeah, I'm going in like, I don't know, 7 weeks, end of September to see my family. It'll be great.
Do you perform when you go home?
No, I'm actually only there for 3 days, or not even, like 48 hours.
48 hours.
Yeah, and then we're going to Spain. I want to go to Spain. So,
is it a nice place, Spain?
Oh,
I'm
my
assuming?
Gosh, it's beautiful. We're going to like an island. It's called Mallorca. Oh. And it's gorgeous. The food is so good. Like Spanish tapas. Oh, uh-huh. My God. So
I don't
good.
Even know what that is. What is that?
It's, you know, it's like just like traditional Spanish food. It's okay. Like small plates. Uh-huh. So you order a bunch of different things and they're all really small. And they have like potatoes and croquettes and vegetables and obviously all different kinds of meats. And mm-hmm. It's just gorgeous. It looks great and it tastes great and it's just wonderful.
So how did you end up in Indiana?
Oh, well, you know. That's a good question. Well, actually, the day I signed my lease, or like the day after, actually, I met my well-now husband. So that's why I'm here. You know, I signed a lease down in Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
And drove up here for a business meeting with my dad. Uh-huh. He had a meeting with my now husband. And I went to that meeting with him. You know, it was for an electric bike. And I know quite a bit about electric bikes because of my dad, so I got to ride their bike, and it was quite cool, and that's how I met him, and I don't know, 6 weeks later, I moved in with him.
So, well, wow. So you must be an electric bike rider then, huh?
Yeah, I love bikes. Bikes are great. My dad was a cyclist all of his life, and he's now selling them. And electric bikes are great because they kind of like assist you. They help you, you know, to get faster and go further. And, you know, they just assist you so you don't have to work as hard. And that's that quite
like
cool.
My kind of bike.
Oh, yeah, it's great. It's great. You should definitely try them. They're amazing.
Oh, that's cool. So your musical career, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
You've got your first single out. Taboo?
Yes. It came out July 12th. So I don't know. That's like 4 weeks ago, maybe now. And I so love this song. It's so cool. It's actually the story of how my husband and I met.
Oh.
You know, Taboo. You know, our relationship was taboo. It was a workplace relationship, technically, because my dad worked with him for a short amount of time, and that's how we met, and that's kind of like a taboo thing, especially here in the U.S. You know, like, you can't fall in love with someone you work with.
That happens so often, though, right?
It does. It does. And, like, I had a little conversation with my dad about it, and he was like, oh, I don't care. You do what you want to do, you know, like, follow your heart. So,
that's
yeah,
awesome.
That's taboo is our story.
Well, cool. Can we hear it?
Yeah, of course. Love to play it for you guys. All right. So, here
all
it
right,
goes.
Here it goes. Here it goes.
I was off limits before we even met. They taught you not to risk it, but you had your mindset. I could have fawned for anyone. Why did it have to be you? I wasn't looking to find love, but you can't tell your heart what to do. Me plus you is taboo. Me plus you is vandals. Look at what a dangerous mess we're getting ourselves into. Me plus you. It's taboo, me plus you. It's vandals, look at what a dangerous mess we're getting ourselves into. Your lips did all the talking without saying a word. I swore I wouldn't cross this, but the line got kind of blurred. I could have fought for anyone. Why did it have to be you? I wasn't looking to. But you can't tell your heart what to do. For me, plus you. It's taboo, me, plus you. It's vandals, look at what a dangerous mess we're getting ourselves into. It's taboo, me, plus you. It's vandals, look at what a dangerous mess we're getting ourselves into. Business and pleasure don't mix so well together, but I think I found a treasure that's worth the pressure, the pressure. Business and pleasure don't mix so well together, but I think I found a treasure to last forever and ever. You knew that you had a risk it. Yeah!
So where can we follow you online?
You can follow me under like Lumaine Muse. Everything. What else is there? Facebook.
And you've, of course, you got your website online also.
I also have my website also, lumainemusic.com.
And now I think this is super cool. You will design a custom song for people.
Well, yeah.
That's so cool. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, it's just kind of like if you have, you know, like a special event coming up, like a wedding or an anniversary or a birthday or whatever it is, you can email me and we'll set up a call and, you know, I'll listen to your story and what you like the song to be about and I'll write one for you.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
That is such a wonderful thing to do for people. A great service there.
Yeah.
And also, too, you do give lessons.
Yeah. You know, It's more like, you know, for people that I already know, and I also like have students from Switzerland and everything, but It's not like my main thing that I do. It's just, you know, like mostly people that I know that need my help. I'm like, yeah, I'll help you.
A little help from your friends?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, like friends of friends. And, right, for sure.
So that's awesome. And where can we get your single again, Taboo?
Oh, my goodness. Everywhere. Spotify, Apple Music. You can even watch a lyric video on YouTube. It's everywhere.
And anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, you guys are awesome. Thanks for listening. And I hope to see you on Friday here in Shelbyville.
Yes.
I'm opening for Jay Baker, and I'm super excited about that. I'll be there from 6 to 8 p.m. at Capone's Downtown Speakeasy.
Yes, isn't that a wonderful place?
Oh, gosh, I love it. And I love Karen. Like, she's amazing. Shout out to Karen.
Great people. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Love
it. That's exciting. Well, I'm so thrilled, and I just didn't realize, like, I realized you're an awesome singer and songwriter.
Well, thank
and then
you.
To hear your background when you came in, I'm like, oh my gosh, she's super, super cool. So it was a pleasure having you on the show today.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, you come back in and visit us sometime.
Will do.